You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch alongside Tom Ackerman. Well, we just had a pretty fall-like weekend. Kids are back to school. They are spending more time indoors, and as the weather gets colder, so will we. And that means COVID cases are now surging. Which portion of the population is experiencing the biggest threat? Joining us now is Dr. Jerome Adams. He was the 20th U.S. Surgeon General from 2017 through 2021, and he joins us now to share his expertise. So, Dr. Adams, why are we seeing a surge right now?
Well, as you mentioned, we are in a surge. It is the most significant summer COVID wave recorded in at least 2 years. As much as we want to put COVID in the rearview window, it is still with us. It is going to be with us. And unfortunately, hundreds of people are still dying from the virus every week. COVID-19 is the leading cause of respiratory illness-related hospitalization. And millions of Americans are suffering from long COVID. So I want folks to understand we have tools to protect ourselves. And one of those most important tools is the updated COVID-19 vaccine, which lowers your risk of hospitalization by 60% and lowers your risk of long COVID by 70%.
I just talked to someone who received their vaccine the other day, and we were having that conversation. What is the difference between this latest strain and the symptoms that you experience compared to other COVID-19 strains or COVID strains?
Well, the current strain seems to be highly transmissible, much more transmissible than some previous strains, which is why we are seeing such a big wave. The challenge is that once upon a time, people lost taste and smell and they said, oh, I've got COVID. The new strains can have a variety of symptoms. Some people have gastrointestinal symptoms. Some people have traditional cold symptoms. We're also going into allergy season and it can be confusing. And that is, again, why it is so important to make sure you are doing all you can to protect yourself with that foundation of good immunity from an updated COVID-19 vaccine.
Dr. Adams, you just mentioned this is more transmissible. Should we assume then that COVID is adapting to the measures that we're trying to take to attack it?
Absolutely. It's going to continue to adapt. But I want people to remember, with flu, we know that every year we get a slightly different strain of flu, and that is why we have to get a new flu vaccine in the fall. Same thing for COVID. It's going to continue to evolve. It's going to be with us. And we need to understand that that vaccine that you got in 2020 and 2021 isn't going to provide you optimal protection in 2024 and 2025. We know that vaccine protection against COVID-19 wanes over time. We know the virus continues to mutate, and that is why we need this updated COVID-19 vaccine to help our bodies be in the best possible position to fend off the currently circulating strains.
What if you just had COVID, as we have seen, there was a surge this summer? How long does that protect you? Does it?
I knew you were going to ask me that question because everyone is asking me that question. The CDC recommends that you wait 90 days after a COVID-19 diagnosis to get your updated COVID-19 vaccine. So if you got infected over the summer, then right around Halloween, Thanksgiving is a great time to get it. And I would time it with my flu shot because that's also a great time to protect yourself with the knowledge that flu typically starts to peak around December, January. So wait 90 days, get your updated vaccine. You will get some protection from prior infection, but we know that even for folks who've been previously infected, the updated vaccine still lowers your chance of getting the virus again, of being hospitalized by the virus, and of being, unfortunately, dying from the virus.
We all got accustomed to the dashboards during the pandemic that would tell us a lot of specifics about the cases and the
Yes.
tracking that was being done. Right now, how is tracking happening for COVID cases?
Well, unfortunately, we're not collecting the data that we used to, but we know more about wastewater. So COVID-19 is excreted in your feces, and we can do wastewater sampling and tell where places are peaking. And according to wastewater data, we know that we are at high levels of transmission in most of the United States right now. Why is that important? Well, because people want to time their vaccine, and you can't time your vaccine any more than you can time the stock market. What I would say is if you were lucky enough to get through this summer without being infected, my recommendation is that you get an updated COVID-19 vaccine as soon as possible, because we're in a surge right now. And it makes no sense to wait to try to protect yourself later and then get COVID-19 right now. As we talked about earlier, if you did get infected, then you can wait a few months and time it again before that winter surge that we're anticipating.
This is Dr. Jerome Adams. He was the 20th U.S. Surgeon General. Are people getting their vaccines for kids? I mean, when I was a kid growing up, it was like automatic. You go in, you get your vaccine, and you're off after your checkup. I mean, is that happening, or is it falling off?
Well, one of the things that I encourage folks to do is to talk to their doctor, their health provider, their pharmacist. And if you go in and see your health provider, then yes, they're recommended. Unfortunately, we don't have as many people going in to get them. So it's why conversations like the one we're having today are so incredibly important. The CDC recommends everyone 6 months and older get an updated COVID-19 vaccine to protect against severe outcomes. But my kids are teenagers, and I've got two college kids and a high schooler. They wanted their COVID-19 update because they don't want to miss school. They don't want to, my daughter doesn't want to miss homecoming in a couple of weeks. They don't want their plans disrupted. So for every person out there, the reason may be different. It may be because you're elderly, over 65, much higher risk of COVID-19 complications. It may be because you're like me with asthma, 6 times higher risk of complications if you have asthma. It may be because you're my daughter and you just don't want to miss homecoming. Everyone's going to have a different reason. But at the end of the day, we know that protecting yourself with a COVID-19 vaccine makes sense for most people out there.
What about though, like, you know, measles, polio, things like that? Are people getting those?
Well, we're seeing those rates drop off, too. I'm in Indiana, and unfortunately, we were at a 70% rate for three-year-olds being up to date on their recommended vaccines in 2019. That has dipped to 58% now. You're seeing the resurgence of polio, measles, vaccine-preventable diseases in a lot of places. And that is why it is incredibly important that folks talk to their health. Don't listen to social media. Don't take advice from someone online. If you have a question about any vaccine, including the COVID-19 vaccine, talk to your doctor, your health provider, the person you trust, and don't be swayed by misinformation into making a decision that's bad for your health or your loved one's health.
Dr. Adams, thank you for coming back on KMOX.
Thank you. For more information, go to vaccines.gov, or you can go to disease.education/finder. To find out where you can get your COVID-19 vaccine.
That is Dr. Jerome Adams, former U.S. Surgeon General, joining us this morning on KMOX.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.